I can't believe we're finally doing a Star Fox episode.
I know, you've been asking to do it.
I've been so excited for this for so long. I got like 3 pages on Peppy.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
I only have 1 page on Peppy. 2 pages on Falco.
Oh, you're
Four
a Falco man.
4 pages on Crystal for some reason.
Mm.
Merc, what do you have on Star Fox, the Nintendo character?
Oh, I was like... Jeremy Irons.
All right, yeah. Well, let's do a barrel roll into the opening.
Ah, I'm hit.
Good luck.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Hey, welcome to the show. I am 1/3 of your host, Merc.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the middle part, Kyle.
I'm the part you can't see, Bri. Wait, that's all of us.
That's all of us.
Audio format.
No, you can see me.
Just close your eyes.
Every time you close your eyes.
Imagine.
We are developing that Kyle hologram technology.
Now there's 7 of me. Hello, but which one's the real Kyle? Perhaps I'm over here or over here. Oh, we send this thing out in mono, not stereo.
Mm-hmm. If you hit the real one, he'll just split off into a bunch of fake Kyles again and again.
That's right.
Knock his helmet off.
No, not my helmet. Oh, now I'm flashing pink.
How I like it.
Should we go to the news?
Yes, yes.
Current Zero News Flash.
Hey, welcome to the news. I have a few things. Can I go
ate
first?
A whole pizza, and so I'm fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
A few quick tidbits. I'm going to start off with Batman Ninja, because if you remember that... Mm-hmm. Amazing. It wasn't bad. It actually was not bad.
You know what? I remember not watching it.
I was going to make fun of it.
It was like a direct-to-video kind of a deal.
Japan.
Based on toys, I assume.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think it was toys.
I don't think it was based on anything.
No. It was just done as if
Batman was a ninja.
Batman was in, like feudal Japan.
Okay.
And it was actually stylistically pretty cool. Yeah. And I enjoyed it.
It was one of those things that looks like it was drawn, but it was really... Like CGI, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure there was multiple different
animation techniques.
Well, and different. Everybody, every story, like part.
Oh, okay.
They weren't separate stories, but every character kind of had their own artist or something.
Oh,
it was all like different parts had different looks to them.
Yeah.
So, but Batman Ninja, and that came out in like mid 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It's hitting the stage.
Yay!
The stage, live action.
Legitimate theater?
A legitimate Japanese theater. Nice. In October, there's
it's gonna
some
be a
stage.
Bunraku.
I don't know how this can be done because it's really weird. It's not straight up like he's a ninja. He battles other ninjas. Like it embraces that Japanese sort of approach to weird storytelling, where it's their feudal house lifts up and like becomes an animated robot.
Oh, it's just a full-on Studio Ghibli movie, basically.
Yeah. So I don't know what it would
That's
be.
Neat.
It would be super interesting to see.
I mean, but they could technically have some sort of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah.
I think Godzilla shows up and he's in the mix. You know, he's there.
Also weird, Nathan Fillion, we know that he's going to be in James Gunn's Suicide Squad.
But did you know he's also playing Ninja Batman?
On stage.
He can do it all.
There's been no indication of who he's playing in Suicide Squad. But and for some reason, the rumors have been Arm Fall Off Boy. Why? I think there's no way that can be a serious
Why
rumor.
Why not?
Like...
I kind of want to see Nathan Fillion pull one of his arms off and smash a table with it. That'd be pretty good.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
That would be fun.
It would be super fun. But
it makes no sense. But
he replied with, "That was never a comic I really dived into, so I really don't know who that was or what we're talking about. It certainly wasn't the name I was reading in the script. So I just said, yeah, go for it. Whatever you guys think is great."
Yeah.
That's good PR lingo for you're all idiots, basically. Yeah.
So this is definitely happening.
Yeah, definitely going to be a Fallout Boy. Marvel is putting out a new UK team called the Union. Yeah, they just left the European Union.
So they're joining this other Union.
And I hear it's going great for them.
Yeah, they're getting some flack from it. And there's also, the artist is getting flack because his Union Jack is in it, among other characters. And it's all like people from the United Kingdom.
Like Black Knight.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure of the full listing, but there's like some from, even like there's one Snake who's from North Ireland. I don't know if that's a new character or an exist. I'd never heard of the character.
It has Betsy Braddock as Captain Britain, I assume.
I don't think she's actually in it. I don't think
you're gonna make a Captain Britain. You're not gonna put her on the team.
Yeah, I don't think there is a Captain Britain. I think because it's more Union Jack. He's the leader, kind of thing. Yeah. Well, I really like Union Jack. I've always enjoyed that character.
I like his outfit.
But and funny you say that. I really like the outfit too. But the artist is getting flack because they're like, that's not the proper Union Jack. He's like, I'm aware.
Picking up with the creator of the character.
That's not England's actual flag, and he's like, that's what we're, you don't have to comment on that.
Maybe read the book. I don't know. Maybe there's a reason.
And
Snake's costume isn't an accurate Canadian flag either.
And weirdly, Snake, who's the North Ireland character, he's wearing a hood. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen pictures of it, but the way it was described in the article, he's wearing a hood. So people were saying, is that like a balaclava? IRA and whoever, people bombing in North Ireland wearing? Yeah. And like, how did you go from a hood to a balaclava?
It's comics.
And plus, basically every character in comics is pretty much wearing a balaclava.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. I don't know. It was written by Paul Grist.
Yeah.
And the only reason I mentioned that is he's a cartoonist who I really like. And he did Jack Staff, it was called, which was basically the same costume as Union Jack.
Right.
So I just find that funny. It's like, hey, you made it. Yeah. You came back around.
And a little happy news story for me. Scott Dunbar. Sorry, I'm mispronouncing that. From IDW announced that they're doing there's those big artist editions that they put out.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like the original. Like these are like huge books, like 11x17 or bigger, that have the original art, like the black and white.
Yeah.
Pages that are drawn or inked or whatever. Like
they perfectly replicate.
They replicate. Yeah. This is what the artist did in the original thing and in the original size. And they put them out with all these extra notes and bits and stuff. And it's really interesting. I have a few of them. They're doing that format with Michael Golden's run or some of his run on Micronauts.
Yeah.
Which I just total geeked out on. I'm like, oh my God, that's so good.
That's awesome.
Michael Golden is so good. I really like his art. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's all good.
And I have the last piece of news. Get into the real world a little bit here. So Oklahoma is going to be adding, and I know this doesn't sound like comic book news, but just give me a second.
Yep.
Is going to be adding the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre to their school curriculums, which it hadn't been. And so it was May 31st, 1921. There was a mob of white people who attacked a black community. They violently murdered hundreds of people, left thousands homeless. It's one of the most horrific, like, racist massacres, like, horror crimes in the country's history. And it mostly has gone kind of not...
It got swept under the rug.
Yeah, it really did. Like, at the time, they really swept it under the rug, and not many people have really talked about it. It hasn't really been a focus of, like, history in any significant way. And it's going back into the curriculum, it's getting a lot of attention brought on again because it was featured in HBO's Watchmen.
Yeah.
Ba-ba.
Yeah.
So, which I haven't actually seen yet. I've been dying to see it.
It's actually, like,
it's the pivotal first part.
Scene, I think.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
It's early on, yeah.
I think they kind of did it on purpose because, like, Watchmen is obviously kind of an alternate history kind of a thing somewhat.
Yeah.
But except they use it apparently to great effect, being like, oh, like, what is this? But it's real. Like, this actually happened.
Yeah.
It's just something that, like, society has just decided not to talk about. And then we're making us talk about it. And it's actually, I love to see that when something from one of these shows or these comics or one of these, like, can actually have, like, an actual real life impact.
Yep.
That's, like, making people actually look at something that you haven't, that's very significant and very important to remember. So that is amazing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the warm-up.
All right. So I always have like multiple books, and especially comics, I'm reading at the same time, and it's just whatever I kind of feel like picking up that day. And I just finished finished a couple of novels and stuff. So I put them down, and I was like, oh, right, I had a Thor omnibus. It's Thor omnibus number 3, volume 3, that I had started, and it's just been sitting beside, there's like the stack beside my bed. So I was like, oh, I'll dive into that again. So then I'm reading it, and I'm really enjoying it. It's Kirby stuff. Yeah. Super fun. Although, even though at one point there's somebody does a little editorial thing, like saying, well, this was really not his best arc. And it was funny as it like words it as if it's like, this isn't very good, but enjoy it for the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's kind of backhanded, just, weirdly.
Geez.
You don't have to say that.
You don't really have to say that. Huh. But apparently it's because this was right near his exit.
Oh, okay.
Kirby was exiting Marvel, and then this is when he goes and jumps into
DC.
New Gods.
Yeah,
right.
He apparently, the New Gods idea was originally for Thor. He was going to kill off all those gods and create new gods.
Right.
Not that the warm-up. I'm here for the warm-up.
That's what you're here for.
That's not what we're talking about. What was fun.
That's a little warm. It's working.
What was kind of fun was in these omnibi? Sure.
Yeah, I like that.
You're the only person who struggles with that.
Yeah.
And I love it.
They put some of the letters page in here as
okay.
well.
Okay.
And it's like the original letterhead thing. It was called The Hammer Strikes. Mm-hmm. And then at the bottom, little ads and little bits that are kind of left in it. And in several of these, they have like a little yellow bar right at the bottom. You remember they had like the Merry Marching Marvel Society kind of, they had like these anacronyms that...
Gotta have your foom.
Yeah, that sort of thing. They had a bunch of these. So they have some that I'm going to see if you guys can guess.
Oh.
What they are. So it said, know ye these, the hallowed ranks of Marveldom. So like what level of fan you are. They have like abbreviations for the RFO. I'll give you the first one. Real frantic one. A buyer of at least 3 Marvel mags a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty low bar, actually. Especially when they were like,
well, but really, I think they only had like 10.
That's true.
10 or maybe 15 titles.
That's true.
You got to keep that in mind.
Not like 50 of them, and like half of them are Spider-Man now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I like Spider-Man.
So the next one is
You said it.
The next one's TTB. What do you think that might be?
Oh.
Totally True Believer.
Oh, you're close.
Yeah, the new True Believer. Something True Believer. Yeah.
Terry's Chocolate Orange.
Top True Believer.
Tubular True Believer. Truly True
Believer. Believe who?
Titanic True Believer.
Ah.
A divinely inspired no prize winner.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. QNS.
Oh,
It's a weird...
Quite nice.
Quite enough said.
Oh, you're actually that's close, but it's worded strangely.
Mm.
Go on that though.
Quick enough said. Just the same thing over and over. Quietly enough said. He.
It's quietly enough said. Quietly enough. I don't know.
It's quite enough sayer.
Oh,
I know. Yeah. A fortunate frantic one who's had a letter printed.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that works.
Yeah. The KOF.
Oh.
The King of Fighters. Terry Bogard.
Hmm. Or Terry Bogard.
It's the Keeper of the Flame. One who recruits a newcomer to Marvel's rollicking ranks.
Wow.
So it's like, join our cult. Like,
yeah, exactly.
If you bring a new one to the cult. Well,
you got a free bean.
Yep.
It says a comic publisher and pyramid scheme.
Exactly. PMM.
PMM.
Proliferatingly Marvel making.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
Permanent Marvelite Maximus.
Wow.
I was this close.
Very Stanley.
Yeah.
Anyone possessing all 4 of the other titles.
Wow. All
okay,
4
so 7 of the other.
So 7 titles total.
Oh, I see.
Wow. And the last one, FFF.
Fin Fake Foom.
Fart.
Yes, you're both right.
Feedback boom, fart, fart, fart.
The Itchy and Scratchy Show.
I think we have an episode title. Yeah.
I have to go now. My planet needs me.
Welcome to Fig Fat Foom Fart Fart Fart.
Yeah.
Stuck in those tight rubber shorts.
Fearless Front Facer. An honorary title bestowed for devotion to Marvel above and beyond the Call of Duty.
You'd always say face front. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah. I Stan.
Like that a lot.
That was fun. Fun, fun, fun.
Fart, fart.
What the f***?
All right, so Star Fox.
So let's talk about the Star Fox in the room. He's this guy. He's an Eternal.
Yes.
His name's Eros.
Mm-hmm.
Eros? Eros.
Eros. Eros. Eros. Yeah, whatever.
Eros.
Eros.
It actually, it's technically pronounced Aerith, so.
Get out. Beat it.
Oh, okay.
Scram.
Eros.
Ross E.
Yeah.
This letter's from Ross E. in Delaware.
He's an Eternal,
yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
He's an Eternal. He's
Thanos' brother. Of Thanos,
he's
yeah.
from the crazy cool moon of Titan.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That whole group of Eternals that went to Titan.
It was like a like an Eternal colony.
Yeah. There's yeah. like two main offshoots.
Yeah.
Like there's the Eternals that we like.
It was before the Eternals got all eternally, right?
Yeah.
So
they were just sometimes.
Yeah.
They're like kind of, they're like Eternal cousins, kind of.
Yeah, something like that.
The Care Bear cousin.
Mentor is his father.
Yeah.
His powers, he yeah. can kind of manipulate your emotions.
He stimulates the pleasure center of a person's brain.
Yeah. He strokes your cerebellum.
So.
For all sorts of effects.
Yeah.
He makes someone open to suggestion. He can make someone more docile. He can do all sorts of things.
He's been kind of weirdly, like, for a long time, he was just this character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think certain people were like, this is not right.
Yeah. It's a little.
And then they wrote books about it.
And then they wrote books about it. Yeah. Yeah. And
there
then
a lot of She-Hulk about it.
Yeah. Which I've never read those, but I
feel like it's one of those things, like, once you kind of do that, it's,
once you open
do
that
you,
door.
How do you salvage this character
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very hard to.
You can't back out of that.
No.
And he's dead right now.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He is
well, dead.
Technically. Technically.
He might stay that way.
And he didn't really have his powers for the last while. He had his power. He gave up his powers because, you know, he felt weird about them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So today we gather to try to fix this character.
Yeah.
Well,
fix
we
it or do a
succeed?
Do a story that actually somehow makes him work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did two little ones.
Okay.
Well, I'd maybe start with one of them.
I'll start yeah. with one of them.
And then
we
you
go,
can
boop, boop, boop,
yeah.
boop.
Yeah.
Boop. Boobity boop.
And we'll assume that he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
mm-hmm.
everything's fine.
Oh, because I got the return of Fire of Star Fox. Firefox. Firefox is also back.
With Clint Eastwood.
Here comes,
he's in a plane.
Here comes Mozilla. Get the fuck out of here, Internet Explorer. No, I'm Edge now. No, you're not.
Hey, Star Fox.
Well, fine. You're not Edge.
He's lost his powers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's stuck on Earth,
mm-hmm.
and no one likes him.
Correct.
The end.
Oh!
I fixed it. No.
Okay. There you go.
This is a 4-issue series. All the heroes are steering clear of him.
Yeah.
Because it's got that vibe of like...
It's not good.
He's probably
although
better.
There's a lot of guest starring in this book. There's going to be tons of people that will show up.
Yeah.
He's put on trial again.
He's put on weight. Because
he has been put on trial for this before.
Yes.
For basically, the setup is not even what's in the book. The setup for the book is he's already been put on trial for sexual assault and has to go to counseling. And
seems like he got off light.
Or like whatever the final...
He's an addict.
I hate it when they make these books realistic.
Yeah. It's basically... He's in a group confrontation support group kind of
yeah
that sort of thing. Most of the book takes place there,
right?
And he's slowly fighting it every way, has to come to see the error of his ways.
Okay.
But you do that by injecting all these other folks coming in, so like She-Hulk and whoever else shows
up. I mean, he did manipulate her into
but it was revealed with
him.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
with being with someone else who she married,
right?
Yeah.
And it's done with a slightly comedic take, making fun of Star Fox at the same time.
Right.
The other people in that group are mostly supervillains expressing remorse for sexual misconduct. So it's done it's serious, obviously, but it's done with a comedic tone.
Okay.
That's about all I got.
Okay.
It would require a deft hand.
It totally would. Yes, yes, yes.
May I?
You may.
Okay. So my and I'm really glad that you did that, because I was very concerned that every pitch we had for this was going to connect to Thanos, because they're brothers and they grew up together and there's a history there. But, you know, one of those characters is much more famous than the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that in mind, mine has to do with Thanos.
So you're just worried that somebody didn't do yours?
I'm worried that everybody did it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm glad.
Well, wait till we get to my second idea.
Where did it bring you? Here to Thanos.
So there is this thing, once every eternal year, which is like 1,000
Earth, yes.
1,000 human years.
Human.
Star Fox and Thanos would get together for a day and like exchange presents and be,
brother.
You know, be brothers. There was a truce. So this is sort of the story of, it's a limited series, or it's one of these, the end books, but taking place thousands and thousands and thousands of years in the future. Like the heat death of the universe is happening, or Galactus has eaten everything, and, you know, there's basically nothing left.
Except Wolverine.
Even he got eaten. Ate him up. He'll
come back.
Ate him real up. Num, 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 num. Crunchy bones. Crunchy bones. You know, It's an adamantium coating, but on the inside, cookies and cream.
Sweet marrow.
So Wolverine was kind of the after planet mint.
Yes. After ate a planet, ate Wolverine.
Refreshing.
So super far future, Thanos finds a way to resurrect Star Fox, because Star Fox is dead. And he's been dead for thousands of years. But basically everyone else in the universe is dead. And so Thanos finds a way to resurrect Star Fox for one more day, kind of like the end of AI. I realized as I was coming up with it, I was like, wait a second, this is the end of AI. I just did the end of AI. I liked that movie. Didn't love it, but nobody loved it. So yeah, resurrects him for one more day of like truce, because, you know, Thanos is so long lived that he's seen everyone he knows grow old and die, or violently die. At this point, he even hates death. Because he feels like death has taken everyone from him.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants some comfort. He wants to hang out with his brother. They just have a nice day. You know, they have like a picnic and they go on swings and they lay in the grass.
Gonna go to a ball game.
And then everybody dies.
They play a little Sega, you know.
Yeah.
Star Fox gets to be Tails.
They're playing Sonic, and it's Sonic and Tails.
Yeah.
One's a fox.
There you go.
The other is Thanos. at the end of the universe, Star Fox can use his powers to at least make Thanos happy for a moment, even though I know his powers don't work on him. Their powers don't work on each other. It's a whole Cyclops Havoc thing. Just like a peaceful story. Sweet. Yeah, just a peaceful, happy end for all of creation.
I like it.
Yeah.
Finn
is nice. Mm. It has to be spelled out in the stars.
Yeah.
And they get wiped out.
As they blink out,
one by one. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. My turn?
Yeah, good.
My turn? Oh, no.
Your turn.
So I... Sometimes we sort of like, how do you like turn this character around... I'm gonna say in my version, gotta go back to formula, baby.
Okay.
Reboot. Starting over.
All right.
So I kind of like the idea of, again, they're sort of an offshoot of Eternals. They're like a colony on Titan. Keep all of that. I was going to the Eternals and thinking like the Eternals and the Inhumans are sort of weirdly similar in ways, right?
Because
the Eternals were created by the Celestials, right? Yep. And then the Inhumans were created by the Kree, yep, who were also kind of to do with the Celestials and some like further back. So
space is really small.
It's yeah, it really is. But I like the idea of like literally these Celestials basically kind of created all of like almost like these little monarchy kind of things, right? You have like these races and of people, and they sort of create their own little fiefdoms and stuff like that are yep, all kind of connected to each other weirdly. So I think of like just a giant web of like this space monarchy weird thing where you have different areas and they're all kind of related to each other, and it's yep, kind of, you know, not great. So he's like, you know, so you have on Titan, they're like a colony, but maybe have them more operating like an actual kingdom. So he's sort of like a prince, right? Because like right, Mentor was the leader on Titan.
Just like yes, Prince?
Just like Prince.
He plays a guitar.
Yeah.
Shaped like his name.
Yeah. So you have, and Thanos would play a role too because he still exists here, but not the main part of that.
Right.
So you have this whole system where it's just this complicated, yeah, all these loosely connected monarchies and fiefdoms and stuff like that. And it's not good. Because, I mean, you think of Thanos, for example, he's what they called a deviant.
Right.
He's born looking different.
He's a nasty boy.
Yeah.
Never wipes
but
his
really,
ass.
But really, that's
wait,
just...
washes his ass.
Well, and there, one there, leads to the other.
So he's purple. He's got a weird chin, and he's hated. Yeah. And looked at, like with derision and stuff, just because he looks different. So it's just space racism. It's just spacism.
Spacism.
It's no good. So this whole system is bad. I'm not a big fan of the monarchy. I'll just come out with it. So since princes giving up their titles is all the rage these days, he can sort of be in a similar kind of a role.
Okay.
Where he can see that because he he has his brother who he loves who's been kind of cast out and you know, he sort of sees a bigger picture of what this system he's a part of actually entails, not just on Titan, but like he realizes it's all
Victoria.
Connected. He does. So yeah,
but can't stay there because it's so expensive to live there.
So I feel like I would have him be
it's all students and old people.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
the two richest classes of people.
Oh. So he sort of becomes a bit of a disruptor, right? He kind of fancies himself more of like a freedom fighter, wanting to kind of challenge the system and sort of take it down the best he can. He becomes a bit of a rebel, right? You know, he wants to kind of lead towards a revolution here, sort of remake this stuff. As far as his powers go, I would change him a bit. I want to sort of tweak the character a bit. He wouldn't actually have that like seductive persuasion power. Yeah. I want him just to be like, just naturally very persuasive as a human being.
Right.
He's good at rallying people to his cause. He's good at getting people to sort of like pursue things that they might not otherwise do. And
he brings out the best in people.
Yes, exactly. Okay. How sometimes people might not be, you know, he might be able to convince people to do stuff in a more natural way, but people, you know, if it doesn't
go... It's my new super name. Yeah. Encourager.
Yeah. However,
you can do it.
However, people, you know, if it doesn't quite go well for them, they might claim that he controlled them. So literally everybody believes that he has this power, but he actually doesn't.
Okay.
And he kind of just uses, they think he does, and he uses it to his advantage because they become a little more prone to suggestion if they think that this is happening, but they're actually doing it all of their own free will. That's just a thought.
That's clever. That's clever.
Less of a womanizer. I could see him like maybe he's still good with the ladies and stuff, but a little more of like a romantic. You know what I mean? He's kind of more of a hopeless romantic. So you take these elements of the character and you kind of make them a little more lovable and not douchey in a way.
Yeah. I like it.
And that's just kind of what it is. He's trying to make a better society out of love for his brother. That obviously doesn't go well.
Mm-mm.
And you just kind of go from there. I don't have an ending, I just feel it's a way where you sort of maintain the kind of some core aspects of that character, but maybe make him more interesting and make him more compelling and make him more not terrible.
Not horrible.
Yeah.
I like it.
So the end is the beginning is the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Funny how you say it, but the thing about Thanos, when I was doing the first one, I got to this point. I was like, oh, maybe I should have Thanos in there. And I was like, and I had an idea, and that's what created the second one. So that's why he's not in the first one. Teenage Star Fox and Thanos are roommates at college.
Space college?
No, Earth college. Because I want it to be very Earth-based.
Yeah.
And they're just, their mentor stops by to check on the boys from time to time.
Yeah, they're at Berkeley, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And it's Scotty Young drawing it, but not Scotty Young. Like, I was trying to find somebody else that draws that kind of comic book, but cutesy-esque.
Max Aaron.
I don't know. I couldn't find any. But
the answer is Max Sarah.
But if I say Scotty Young, you know what I'm talking about.
Fresh off Giant Days, Max Sarah.
You do like an Evan Dorkin or like a Jim Mahfood or someone like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean when I say
yeah.
So that sort of thing. So it's kind of cartoony, cutesy, but can not quite not embracing it completely. Star Fox, the whole thing, like they're there for school, they're there to learn, but really it's Star Fox just keeps trying to stop Thanos from killing everybody on campus. And Thanos is appalled by Star Fox's use of his powers for sex, because Thanos is a one-woman guy.
Oh, absolutely.
He's
a fierce monogamist. Yeah.
Because he jerks it to death. I always love that joke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like, Thanos, you can't wipe out half the campus on Frosh Week.
Yeah, it's like it's embracing the ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a standalone series, because we can continue for as long as you want.
Yeah.
Other characters are like popping in, Drax and Marvel and Spidey, and you can bring in like actual characters that would be in school kind of thing.
Vision. That's how Doom got disfigured.
Yeah. I like that. All the teachers, it's the college life, the college politics, mm-hmm. all that plays mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm. Super fun.
Thanos has a famous feud with Flash Thompson. It's great. Yeah.
And that's my idea.
Such an asshole! Keeps calling me Puny Thanos. Look at me! Look at my chin!
He steals the rival school's helicopter. Well, he steals their mascot, the Fighting Chopper.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
I like them all.
All good.
Collect them all.
Like I said again, why aren't these all out right now? Well, we did it.
We did.
We Yay. Did. We did something.
We do it every week. I'm calling it. Podcasters do it every week.
I'm Merc.
Yes, you are.
You can find me at mercasylum.ca. MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook. Merc and Not Like Astronaut on Instagram.
My name is Kyle Lees. I've got a website. It's thekylelees.com. There's stuff there. What are you going to find there? Just type it in and find out. Just treat yourself.
Ooh, there you.
To a mystery.
It's a mystery.
I love a mystery. Everyone loves a mystery.
That's right.
You got to get that mystery.
That was an interesting tone.
I don't know what that was.
A mystery.
Well, don't know what that tone was, but let's find out.
Oh,
let's find out the mystery.
We never will, because it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It'll never be solved. My name is Bri Kotick.
Like the Zodiac Killer.
And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you dumb kids.
It's similar in more ways than you'd expect. My name is Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com. Listen, by the time this airs, I really hope there's another page.
Yeah,
I'm on social media too, but it's mostly just me drawing Young Justice characters and getting mad about politics. So.
You've been doing a lot more event drawing.
Yeah, I've noticed just doing little doodles. I've been like sitting like watching TV and just kind of drawing something. I haven't done a lot in a bit. I've just been pretty burnt out and tired. But I'm just like, let's just draw something for fun. I'm like, oh, that's actually working out okay. So I'm trying to kind of wean myself back onto being a productive human being.
Do it.
Nice.
Join me on this journey.
This mystery journey.
Oh, yeah. Mystery journey.
It's a journey into mystery.
Yeah.
Oh. Someone should name a thing that.
Yeah, I'm gonna trademark that. Uh-oh.
And sued.
Well, I'm going to jail. Usually it would just be a civil suit, but I guess I'm going to jail.
No, it's a civil war.
Not another one.
Just Fin Fang Foom walking around saying it.
Stop.
Yeah.
Crush.
I like it.
Foom.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did.
And
good luck.